Now, on to a study that has shocked many. The Czech Republic has placed top of a list of Europe's biggest shoplifters. Last year, almost 10 billion crowns worth of goods were stolen from shops across the country. Despite a slight drop from the previous year, shoplifting, together with thefts by shop employees, accounted for nearly 1.4% of total retail sales, making Czechs Europe's biggest shoplifters. Jan Richter has the details.
Czechs don't steal here, read the signs some Austrian and German shopkeepers put up after Czechoslovakia's borders opened following the fall of communism. 19 years later, it seems that the same signs might be useful in shops and supermarkets across the Czech Republic. A study by the British Centre for Retail Research revealed that Czechs topped the list of Europe's biggest shoplifters. The research compared the value of stolen goods in proportion to total retail sales in 22 European countries. The Czechs placed first, with almost 10 billion crowns, or nearly $480 million worth of stolen merchandise. That accounted for 1.38% of total retail sales last year. It was some 0.3% less than the previous year, but still enough to defend the country's top position, ahead of runner-up Hungary and France in third place. Petr Chadraba is a communication manager for Ahold, the Dutch-based owner of one of the largest supermarket chains in the Czech Republic. I asked him what kinds of goods are most popular with shoplifters.
Every year, goods in the value of millions of Czech crowns are stolen from our stores. Most often, thieves steal confectionery, then alcohol, electronic appliances, cosmetics and clothing. Usually, the number of thefts gets higher before Christmas and Easter, and in these periods we also register the activity of organized bunches of thieves.
The fact that Czech shoplifters are busiest during the times leading up to the two most significant Christian holidays of the year might be part of the explanation why Czechs steal more than most, if not all, other Europeans. Religion, with its moral code of conduct, was suppressed during the communist era and never made a comeback. After 1989, the society, corrupted by the unethical practices of the totalitarian regime, embraced consumerism. With all this combined, many people just give in to the temptation to get things without fear of moral repercussions. Experts agree that a change of morals in the society will take generations. In the meantime, as Petr Chadraba points out, Czechs have to get used to shops with tightened security and magnetic tags on pretty much everything there is to buy.
To protect our goods, we currently, and in those periods which are more risky, we put more emphasis on how the products are protecting themselves, which means, for example, the use of magnetic buttons, and we also focus on the security of the whole store.
Petr Chadraba of Ahold, ending that report by...